Welcome, Parshat Shoftim. Pasuk tells us, Parak Netzayim Pasuk Gavalev, Don't Titalacha Ashera Kalitz, it's a Mizbech Hashem Lakacha. It says a lot. You can't plant an Ashera near the Mizbech. What is the reason behind this Isser? Meaning, I understand, don't have any Avodah Zarah. What's the connection between the idea of the Ashera not being shaykh to be near the Mizbeach? So the Mishnah Chachma has a fascinating explanation. There's a significant percentage of the Torah, talking a miura matzui, I don't know if it's 10% or what, you can do a calculation at some point, but there's a nice section of the Torah that deals with korbanot. It comes up in the Agadata, meaning not Agadata like the Gemara. It comes up in the story part of the Avot, Maase Avot, in Bereishit, you know, Cain and Hevel bring a korban, and Noah brings, and Avram brings korbanot. Avram Yisrael throughout, bringing korbanot in the Mishkan. There's the long list of korbanot in Vayikra, all the different, you know, the Todah and the Naola. There's all the korbanot we bring in all the Chagim, the descriptions of korbanot we bring on Sukkot, on the other regal, the Chagiga, the Olah Riyah. We have that comes up multiple times. We just had in Re'eh, we have in Pinchas, we have an Emor. There's a big focus on korbanot. And if you look, a lot of times the Torah refers to the korbanot as like a food. Nachmili Yishai. But don't let what seems to be a focus on korbanot and how much emphasis there is on korbanot, don't let that fool you into thinking that the korbanot does anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need korbanot from us. He doesn't need food from us. We are not helping him in any way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already perfect, and he doesn't need any gift from a human, so to speak. It's his in the first place. He made it. He owns and controls everything. There's nothing we could do for him. You know, Eov said, "If Sadakta Matitendo, if you're right, what would you give him?" Or in Micha, "Chafetz Hashem Alpei Elim, does Hashem want your 1,000 animals?" No. None of what we do in a korban is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Meshech Chachma says this is muskam from all the shitot. So then, what is the goal of the korban? The korban isn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The korban is for us. This helps us be mitkarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It helps us be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes us think about him and our relationship with him and be shalem, and therefore it's all mashpia on our nefesh and our neshama to make us that much better, that much closer to him. This, says the Meshech Chachma, is the opposite of the Avodah Zarah of the world. They believe whatever gods they're worshipping, multiple gods, and you need to appease them, and you need to feed them, you need to supply for them, and if not, you're going to make them angry. That none of those ideas of giving a korban to all the mazalot and kochot and unifying them, none of those are Jewish ideas. The Jewish Hashem doesn't need our korban. Their gods, quote unquote, need korbanot. They have to feed them and supply them and provide for them. Hashem doesn't need a single korban from. We're not giving him any animal. We are not feeding him. He is not need zone for us. Meshech Chachma points to an interesting, I know we started Dav Yomi this week, Gemara Menachot. Ben Azai, Menachot Kuf Yud, tells us that if you ever look in the Parsha of the Korbanot, it doesn't use Shem Kel or Shem Elohim. It uses Shem Hashem. And he explains that Elohim refers to a Koach, of the Kochod and the upper spheres, and Shem Kel is about Hashem's Pulod and Chesed to everyone. So if you started to think, if it used the word Kel or Kelokim, or Elokim for discussing the Karbanot, you might think, again, it's Pinchon Pelaminim, that somehow we are feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always uses Hashem, which is to show us that He is the Mahaveh Mamzik Kol. Everything is from Hashem. We are not giving Him anything. It's all His. And therefore, there's no way to even have the Hava Mina that it's that we're somehow feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's able to make everything Geshmei Ayin. He doesn't need anything from us. This, says the Meshech Chachma, explains an interesting halacha about the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has to be made from avanim. It can't be made from eitzim and all sorts of other or man-made materials. Why does it have to be made from avanim? Dirt doesn't grow, the rock doesn't grow, doesn't change in any way. Trees grow, they change, they all sorts of things we could do to a tree to make it grow more, wider, different, look all sorts of ways. Hashem doesn't change from our karbanot, so we symbolize it by building the Mizbeach out of material that also itself doesn't change. And this is the opposite, coming back to our pasuk, lo titalecha asherah kol eitz mizbeach Hashem lekecha. Specifically the asherah, which Meshech Chachma points out that where the Midrash is darishit Hashem Shehim et Ashrei me'achirim, it's Gnai, meaning the Asherah's whole name, its whole essence. This is the opposite idea, that we're influencing the gods, and that would be that's the problem with worshiping this tree, and therefore it is not Shayach to have an Asherah whose whole essence is that we're doing something for the Avodah Zarah, we're able to change it and improve it based on our actions. That's not Shayach for anything having to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, we bring Korbanot on the Mizbeach, but that has nothing to do with helping Hashem, it has all to do with helping us. Meshech Chachma connects this to the rest of Parshat Shoftim. We say, Ki HaMishpat LeElokim, that's at the beginning of Dvarim. In other words, we say called Dayan Shadat Din Emel Amito Nasa Shutaf LaKadosh Baruch Hu Basibration. When a judge just judges MS, truth, without any personal vested interest, or even if it's not for himself, for somebody else, when he just wants to get to the truth and answer the truth and paskin the case or the shayla properly, Lamito, he is acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us. He just acts. So when a Dayan is able to just decide what the truth is, really, without any toilet for himself, without any vested interest, he is acting godlike. He is acting in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's almost these Nasa Shutaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Din emet lamito. He's able to get to the truth. Somebody acting for his own interest or for any other goal is not going to be able to do that. Says the Meshech Chachma, the korbanot and mishpat have the same purpose. Korban's goal is to lahadvik lekarev levav bnei Yisrael avim shemashemayim, and the mishpat's goal is lahadvik lekarev levav bnei Yisrael avim shemayim. How so? We bring a korban to try and be mekarev and daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we've explained already. And mishpat, we're having a grievance. Somehow that's getting in a way with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because something's not right. Along comes the dayan, and if he does the wonderful proper psak, it's going to take away whatever barrier is currently bothering us and is affecting our avoda. Says that's the avoda b'chinat v'chol mo'odecha zema mono shalada. Only mishpat, which solves this bein adam d'chaveiro, can cleanse us and purify us and get us to the point where we have no masim ra'im and hirhurim ra'im that are preventing us in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This says Rashi Chachma, is the explanation of the Medrash, the Chilted Yitro. Why is Parsha Mishpatim next to the Parsha Mizbeach to show you to put the Sanhedrin near the Mizbeach? Why are we doing that? Because the two of them serve the same purpose. The Sanhedrin is paskin in the Alachot, and our goal is that they should be paskin to get an M and Lavito. They are also helping us all be mitkarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much like the korbanah we bring. If we bring them for the right reasons, the right intentions, we will also through them be mitkarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meshach Chachma actually connects this to the Mishnah of Pirkei Avot that say Al Shlosha Dvarim Olamei Torah Bodek Vil Chasadim Din Emet and Shalom. So the whole idea of the Avoda, the Vil Chasadim, and the Emet and the Din here is all to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from this Meshach Chachma, it's a very apropos Meshach Chachma for the start of Elul. There very often all sorts of barriers for our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us for anything. We need a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're supposed to be working on in Elul. We want to be, we don't have korbanot now, but we want to bring the korbanot, and it's not to, we want to daven and do avodah and do the mitzvot, and it's not to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To help ourselves, and it's all about having a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all that is only possible when we realize that every mitzvah is there to improve ourselves. Every psak halacha, every emet, every time we carry out the truth, every time we daven, every time we do a mitzvah, it's all about strengthening our own relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We daven to Hashem not because he needs the tefillah somehow it helps him. We daven to Hashem because davening to Hashem makes us closer to Hashem, helps us with our dveikos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helps us with our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.